The COVID spike rammed through the heart of the economy in December. Evidence came in the form of jobs numbers out today. The U.S. lost 140,000 last month, the first decline since the spring. A grim situation for the next president to walk into, and one his team is already thinking about. Cecilia Rouse is President-elect Joe Biden's pick to head the Council of Economic Advisors. It's a group she's served on before. Last time was during the Obama administration. And the economy, it was in turmoil then, too.
In 2008, we had an economic crisis, which is caused by a problem in the financial sector. And this time we have an economic crisis, which is completely caused by a global pandemic and therefore is at the mercy of a public health crisis.
Americans have seen the attempt to increase relief checks to $2,000 fail in the Senate. Now that the Senate will be in Democratic control, will President-elect Joe Biden revive that effort?
President-elect Biden is committed to helping households and businesses and the whole all of Americans get through this pandemic and get to the other side. What's important is that people have the economic relief that they need in order to stay.
But can I ask about that $2,000? Because there are some people, some citizens who were watching that debate specifically and were wondering, why is this so difficult to make happen?
So I am an economic advisor, and I'm not going to speak to the politics of passing the legislation. But what is very important is that we have policies and that the federal government provide the aid that families and businesses need in order to safely weather this pandemic.
Will you be advising the...
I am a nominee. What I firmly support for President-elect Biden and for Vice President-elect Harris is that the federal government provide the relief that households and families need in order to get to the other side of the pandemic. And so I am very supportive of every relief that households and businesses need to do that.
Democrats have also been unable to provide aid to cities and states who have been dealing with revenue slashes during the pandemic. Will that be a priority for the president-elect?
Look, we need to get through this pandemic together. And we know that our state and local governments have been on the front lines, the first responders. We know educators have taken a big hit. If we look at the jobs report from December, we can see that state and local governments lost 51,000 workers, and that includes 20,000 teachers and others that support our schools. So it's important that we get the teachers back in the schools and that our schools have the support that they need in order to help women in particular so they can get back to work. But importantly, we can't really have economic recovery until we get to the other side of this pandemic. And so, you know, absolutely, it's important that households, businesses, and state and local governments have the resources they need to help us do that.
In order to bring back the economy, the pandemic, as you said, has to be controlled. So should there be nationwide actions to shut down the country so that the pandemic can be controlled? I mean, can the economy actually recover without temporary economic pain?
What we do know is that in order for us to have the pandemic under control, people have to stay safe, which hits some sectors harder than others. So there will be some economic pain as we get through this pandemic safely. What we know we need to do is to support households and businesses, and those businesses that we know have been disproportionately affected. For example, if we look at the December employment report that was just released this morning, in the leisure and hospitality sector, it lost nearly 500,000 jobs. That was a big blow to workers in that industry. In fact, with the exception of March and April of 2020, that was the largest employment decline in that sector in history. So we know that we need to support those workers and support those businesses to help them weather this pandemic safely and to be able to get to the other side intact.
As you brought up, almost 498,000, almost 500,000 job losses in December were in leisure and hospitality, people who work in bars and restaurants. And so much of the story of the pandemic has been about low-wage workers bearing the brunt of this compared to high-wage workers. As an economist, what is your position on how to help low-wage workers specifically? What to you are ideas or solutions that work?
So right now we know we need to support them. So that is some of the direct relief. We also know that the unemployment extensions of the unemployment insurance are very important. There are the eviction moratoriums and help with back pay for rent. Other of those components are going to be very important. As we come through this pandemic, though, we know that we need to support some of those low-wage workers. People need to have jobs that pay and allow them to support their families. We know that paid sick leave, paid family leave is very important to allow them to both be productive workers and take care of their families. So coming out of this recovery in particular, we need to ensure that all Americans can be productive workers and being able to support their families.
Cecilia Rouse, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.